It's time for Director's Cut Radio. This week, a documentary called Wild Bill's Run from 2012.
We're going to start in Minnesota, travel up through Canada, between Ellesmere Island and Greenland, and then we would go down through Norway, Sweden, Finland, and into Russia to Moscow.
And there you have the premise of a misguided but somewhat successful scheme hatched by a group of small-town Minnesota friends and the film about their misadventure. Pete Schwabe guest hosts this week's edition of Director's Cut, and he joins us now. Good morning.
Morning, Terry.
What made these guys think they could ride snowmobiles from Minnesota to Moscow?
I have no idea, and I don't know that they knew. I'm quoting the filmmaker when I say that. There's so many funny quotes in this movie that where the guys that are on the trip with Wild Bill ask themselves 3 days into the trip, wow, this really wasn't planned very well. I mean, they're driving to the North Pole in an attempt to get to Russia, and they just kind of did it. There wasn't a lot of planning. I mean, when I drive to Green Bay, I figure out what my route is going to be, where I'm going to stop. These guys were going to Moscow.
And Pete, you asked filmmaker and Wisconsin native Mike Schultz how he got the idea for this movie.
I think there's a myth in documentary films that they can't be funny or fun. And I had been looking for a project that would, you know, be like a comedy documentary for quite a while. And a friend of mine actually did an article for Minnesota Monthly Magazine that talked about Bill Cooper and this colorful character from, you know, just down the road from Duluth, who did all these crimes in the 1970s. And he sort of blew right past the fact that he did this spectacular Arctic expedition, you know, before he became a criminal mastermind.
Here's another clip from Wild Bill's Run.
You know, once we hit Thompson and there's no more roads, so we're following the railroad track, and it's incredibly cold. I mean, it's bitter. In that cold environment, you know, it becomes about survival. It took about one day to learn that.
It was so darn cold, nothing worked. Everything was broken. Every mile, something happened. After I was on it a few weeks, I realized maybe this isn't totally organized like it should be, but make the best of it.
Well, I mean, what do you think? Can you snowmobile from Minnesota to Moscow?
No. I mean, I think there may have been ways to do it in the 70s because it was a little bit colder then. You know, we've had a little climate change
bell bottoms
then. Yeah, and the bell bottoms,
right.
I think, help with ballast.
Sure.
I've talked to people who said that the fact that they made it as far as they did is amazing because they traveled over areas that should not have been frozen but were. And, you know, they made it to Greenland before it just failed spectacularly.
Pete, this sounds like one of those situations where the truth is stranger than fiction.
This movie is like one tall tale after another where you can't even believe this happened. And if it did happen, how did I not hear about this
exactly,
guy or
yeah.
this trip?
Mm-hmm.
It's really interesting, very entertaining.
See more of Pete Schwabe, Mike Schultz, and Wild Bill's Run on Director's Cut on Wisconsin Public Television tomorrow night at 10.